Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to another special episode. Hello, and welcome back to NaNoWriMo Every Month. I've been dark for longer than I normally am between recording blocks, and I feel I owe you an explanation, especially those of you who are so kind as to support this show monthly on the Patreon. By the way, patreon.com/nanocast, if any of you are interested in joining in. When we get up to $50 a month, I will do this show daily and not take breaks between recording blocks. But my normal break is about a week to 2 weeks, and it's been a little more than 3 weeks, so I figure I owe you guys a bit of an explanation. Basically, what happened is that I had to write a book on an emergency basis. It's for a story bundle I'm curating this fall. I had someone drop out, and I needed to fill a hole in the bundle. And being unable to find anyone else with a book on the same theme, it turns out it's very hard to find extreme sports and science fiction. I was forced to the conclusion that I needed to write it myself. And I found this out on about July 16th, with the book due on August 15th. That's 30 days. I thought, I've done 30-day books before. I could do this. No problem. Well, 5 days later, I still didn't have any idea. I was having a hell of a time coming up with an original extreme sport to base my story around. In the books that I was curating, I was looking for the kind of stuff that adrenaline junkies might get up to in the far future with lots of variable gravity fields, different environments, and highly advanced technology. The anchor of the series is my book Suave Rob's Double X Daring Do, which is about a far future transsexual Evel Knievel who surfs supernovas and does other things like that. So I was looking for stuff in that vein. Big adrenaline, big fun, lots of humanity struggling against the elements of a hostile universe, you know, good pulpy stuff. Turns out there's not a lot of that around that incorporates the extreme sports angle. So I had to write my own. And as I said, I was having a hell of a time coming up with something new. It might have been the pressure to be original, it might have been the time pressure, but I was just shutting down. Couldn't for the life of me come up with something I hadn't seen or heard before somewhere. I thought about doing a spin-off in the Suave Rob universe, but the character that would be obvious to spin off for the purposes of this bundle is not one that at the moment I want to spend an entire book with. So that idea fell to the side. And then I started thinking, I have this other series that I'm in the middle of writing. I'm stuck in the middle of book three, 60,000 words into a 200,000 word book. And I'm stuck because the world building that I did in the first two books, while extensive, is too thin for what I'm trying to do in book three. I basically painted murals on the walls in places where I didn't need to actually build windows. And now in book three, I'm going through those windows and I need to figure out what's on the other side and how the world works out there. So as loath as I was to put that book on hold and do this other book, well, I kind of needed to. I needed the break because I was doing that thing where you write a couple of chapters and then you go back and you delete them. And then you do that over and over trying to find the thread of the story. And it was just slipping away from me, which is not something I wanted to happen with these books because these are the books that I've been scared of for years. I have to conquer them. Well, because I was unable to find a new extreme sport to do for the bundle, I started thinking along the lines of, well, what if I wrote something a little less far out that still meets the qualifications for the bundle, but set it during the events of the first three books in the spy series that I'm stuck on? Can have a character that's not involved in the main books, but has adventures in the world created by the crap and mayhem that the main characters in that series are causing. That would give me an excuse to explore the world building from a more naive perspective and help me work some stuff out for myself. I thought that would be great. So then I had to find an extreme sport and a protagonist, and I was really stymied on those two. This was not an easy book to birth. I would sit down and try to write from scratch and start, but there was so much pressure on me that my creativity was shutting down. I was having to pry it open with a pry bar, which is not something that happens to me often, and it really irritates me when it does. And in the middle, at the height of my irritation, I decided I needed a break. And I went to the shelf, and I pulled down one of those books that you read over and over again when you need a touchstone to return to. For me, that book is Have Spacesuit, Will Travel by Robert Heinlein. It's probably the best of a series of young adult books he did in the 40s and 50s. And they're books that have this amazing quality of being infinitely rereadable, despite the fact that a lot of things about them are dated. Despite the fact that they're written for teenagers, they reread very well over the course of a lifespan. And that's something that's always fascinated me, and I always wanted to do one of those books. And I've tried a few times, and it's been an utter failure. Well, as I was reading it, I realized that one of the reasons I wanted to write in the first place was to write books like this. Not just YA books, but a particular kind of YA book that's been very rare over the history of the genre, the kind that's infinitely rereadable. One of the things these books have in common that make them so rereadable is having a protagonist caught up in events that are utterly beyond his control and still having to deal with it. Most YA books are about a protagonist being caught up in events beyond their control and learning to master them. But something the Heinlein books did differently was that the heroes never get to the point where they're masters of their environment. Part of their vision of growing up is growing to accept that the machine of the universe is bigger than you are. And I've always wanted to write that kind of book. So as I'm sitting there reading, I thought, maybe I should try a Heinlein-style juvenile. I've made 3 or 4 attempts over the years, and they've all sucked, and I've never been able to finish them. And it was so frustrating that 4 or 5 years ago, I sat and I made a thorough study of them. I read all 12 of them over and over and over, and I mapped them out on a grid. I made the story formula and everything, and it still didn't help me do a juvenile that worked. But as I was reading, I thought, maybe I'm ready to do this. Maybe I give it a shot. Maybe I've grown up enough. So I gave it a shot. And over the course of 34 days, is it 34 or 36, I wrote almost 85,000 words on a book called Hadrian's Flight. I had a wonderful time, and even though I blew the deadline, and I've got the next couple of days ahead of me proofreading and packaging this thing so that it can get into the bundle right quick, my beta readers have been reading it on a rolling basis because of the time sensitivity. And I'm just so happy with it. It's been so much fun. It's been so much fun, in fact, that as I was sitting down here to do the next recording block of the NanoCast, since the first thing after I hit the end was to sit down and do these, it occurred to me that I needed to explain where I've been, but also that it might be fun to start walking you guys through the process of doing this book while it's still in my head, and to share with the patrons a copy of my formula matrix that I made from all of these books years and years ago. Because I didn't refer to the formula matrix while I was writing, but then in looking back at it, I realized how studying that had sunk into my bones years ago, so I was finally able to call it up sort of from the depths without worrying too much about it. Every time I tried to do it cynically by following the plot formula point by point, it never worked. But once I let it rest for a few years and came back to it and just did it on the fly, it came right up out of the well of my subconscious. And according to the beta readers, it may be the best book I've written so far. I only hope that's true. I don't count myself as having a vote. But whatever it turns out to be, it sure was fun. And I would like to share that experience with you guys. So I'm going to go off now and record the rest of this block. But if you have questions about this particular NaNoWriMo of mine, either right now or as we go along, please do send them in, and I'll roll them into a series of special episodes that I'm going to be doing to pad out the current list of questions, which is a little shorter than usual. And I do want to get out to having a solid month of runtime again, or more. So please do send in any questions to keep me going, and I can't wait to talk to you guys some more. Thanks for sticking around, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.